This is Robert Rudlick. Today's exercise is titled Choosing Your Inner Circle Intentionally. Friends, family, and acquaintances. This is one of the most profound things you're going to do as far as organizing the kind of environment that you're going to live in during and after your divorce. A worksheet and chart is included to organize where you're going to place each one of these names and the category they're going to fit in. Now, you may ask why, but like what Jim Rome says, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. The result of this is going to be you're going to have far less drama in your life. You'll have greater confidence. You're going to feel safe, secure, and supported by an inner circle of your choosing. Not just people who want to be around you, but people that you choose to have around you because you know that they've got your back. In this exercise, you're going to learn how to evaluate all the relationships that you have in your life right now, but from an adult perspective. You're going to learn how to define who will be closest to you and who will not. You're going to learn how to determine where they fit in your life, and then you're going to place them in that category. You're going to learn how to set boundaries and why. You're also going to avoid feeling guilty about your decisions. You're going to use three simple techniques that will make this exercise a lot easier. So let's get started. Divorce changes everything. When you go through a divorce, your relationships with family, friends, and acquaintances all change. It's unfortunate, but you know, people choose sides. Some don't want to be caught in the middle of the drama, or they might even be fearful that it may contaminate their own marriage. There's a lot of reasons why relationships change. But it's an opportunity for you to evaluate who loves you, who's trustworthy, and who creates too much drama. You know, this exercise is designed to eliminate as much drama as possible from your life. Now, this can be a really difficult process for some because the decisions that you're going to need to make are ones that you really don't want to, and yet many are long overdue. These decisions could involve family members who you really don't want in your inner circle any longer. And it may make you feel guilty, sad, maybe even a little bit resentful. There's three categories that you're going to put people in. There's family, there's friends, and there's acquaintances. Now, these positions aren't necessarily permanent, but for the time being and for the foreseeable future, this is where people are going to stay. First, there's family. These are people who you love and who love you back, but are not necessarily or need to be blood or biological. But you trust them and they trust you. They'll take care of you and as well as you'll take care of them. Second are friends. A friend is someone who you know will not let you down in the pinch. They're someone you can trust and rely on, and they can trust and rely on you. Third are acquaintances. An acquaintance is everyone else. Friends who are not quite there for you or someone you know, but you know only on a minor level of a relationship. These people could be friends, but you're not in close proximity or there's something that stands in the way. But it's like if you saw them yesterday, boom, I mean, you remember everything, but then it's over. Acquaintances can also be family members because there's a lot of family members in a lot of our lives who we really don't want in our inner circle or we don't want as friends. We really don't want them around except for on holidays. So you have family, friends, and acquaintances. I have a client who gave me a great definition. This is her own definition. And she said to me, oh, so family, I would take a bullet for. Friends, I would push out of the way. Acquaintances, I would yell, hey, get out of the way. One thing to remember, most people will have very few family. They'll have a few more friends, and most people will be acquaintances. As you get older in life, there are fewer and fewer people that you can really trust. It's sad, but true. And that's okay. That's life. So let's get started. This is how you do the exercise. First of all, I want you to put some time aside for this. I've found that it takes at least an hour, if not more, to really go through this well. Now, it's an important process to go through. And, you know, these relationships can be complicated, especially the family relationships. So really take your time and focus. I want you to make sure that you get the PDF printed out for yourself and have your notebook and a pen ready to go. What I want you to do first is I want you to do 2 rounds of tapping just to clear your mind and focus your thoughts. You're going to do this more as a meditative exercise and not so much you're not clearing something. I just want you to get in a grounded state. Then I want you to go through the chart and I want you to take a look at it and I want you to start placing names. Start with all the family members. Put all the family members that you have contact with on the chart. Next, I want you to go through your friends, people you consider friends. And then last, I want you to put down people that you come in contact with quite regularly or people that you wish you had contact with but don't for whatever reason. I also want you to include coworkers and also friends of friends that you would love to really get to know them but you don't know them very well. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to go back to the family members and I want you to start looking at each person. And I want you to start to determine whether they're family, friends, or acquaintances. Now remember, blood doesn't mean a whole lot for this exercise. In fact, I often say when I first started doing this exercise myself, blood gives you about a 30% head start. After that, everybody's being evaluated the same. What I want you to do is I want you to look at the questions below to help determine where they fit. If you feel uncomfortable or if you feel guilty about, that's my brother, or, oh, wow, that's my uncle, or, even that's my dad or mom, and they're not going to be in family, I want you to use the stage conversation exercise from the main course to eliminate the unsettling feelings and then continue on. Once you've decided where somebody is to be placed, I want you to go ahead and place that name on the chart after you've decided. Now, before I go any further, gut feeling or your first thought is usually going to be your best. And oftentimes, after you go through the whole process of tapping and doing a stage conversation, you come back and you realize your gut feeling was right the first time. So just keep that in mind as you go through this. So again, this is where it can be really hard for people, the family, and in particular, mom and dad and siblings. There's a lot of people that, we consider, quote, family because they're blood, because we grew up with them, because we should have them as family members. But they're destructive. They're high drama. They can't be trusted. They've hurt you before. They've betrayed you. There's jealousy. There's animosity. There's resentment on your part or theirs. So that's why you need to really take a look at this closely. And if you feel guilty about taking, say, your brother and making him a friend, not quite a family member, it's okay. Remember, family doesn't have a blood relationship. Family is someone who is very, very dear to you and that can be trusted with your life. So the questions are there in front of you, and I'm going to just run through them fairly quickly. I want you to ask yourself all these questions. And in particular, I want you to focus on how much drama does any one of these individuals generate in your life? Because if there's any drama, there's too much drama. Any drama is too much drama to be in your family. Friends have a little wiggle room there, but not much. So here's some questions. Can I trust them? Do they trust me? Do I feel close to them? How open are they with me about their life's details? How much do I like being around them? Do they initiate conversations with me, or is there always a knee dangling on the other end of any conversation? I want you to think about who makes the plans. I want you to ask yourself, am I included in the plans? Is it always me making all the plans? Does the other person always come to things I invite them to? And do they take the friendship as seriously as I do? Then I want you to consider how they are when you need help. Just ask yourself, when I have a problem, are they supportive and caring or judgmental? If I'm having a problem, is it their problem too, or would they be right there to help me? And does this person only want to hang out when I have something that they want? Now, these are just some questions that I have created for you. There are many, many others that you can ask yourself, and I want you to, while examining each individual person. But remember, someone that is high drama or medium drama even should not be in your family. So let's get specific about how to break down each group. Let's first start with blood family. Now, many people feel that blood family are automatically going to be in the family category, no matter how toxic they are. Now, frankly, this is an old notion based on family tradition, religion, and social norms. It's not so. I believe family gets a slight edge to start with, but not much. I mean, here's the thing. When we're kids, we live within our parents' constructs and norms. When I grew up, everybody who was an adult was either an aunt or an uncle. It was just something that was done out of respect. When we step into being an adult, one of the greatest things about doing that is that we get to choose who's in our lives and who we interact with the most. You know, many people have family members who are toxic or have done them wrong, or who you've never really got along with and have no business being in your daily life. And this is where it gets sticky and guilt comes into play. Being able to choose who will be in your life without feeling guilty is one of the best feelings about crossing over and becoming an adult. You know, before that, you're really an adult child, and there are millions of them all around you. Adult children are those people who are run by other people's agendas or their wants and desires for you. Parents are the perfect example. Parents will still guilt you into trying to do things that they want you to do, but that you really don't want to do at all. Or society through media who shame you into behaving a certain way. As an adult child, it takes no independent thought of how to behave. It's groupthink or being controlled by beliefs you've had since you were 8 years old. So to break this, what I want you to do is I want you to begin and write down all of the immediate family members. Start with mom and dad, go to siblings, go to aunts and uncles, go to grandparents, cousins, so on and so on. And then once you've done that, I want you to start with mom or dad. And I want you to ask a series of questions. Now, these aren't the only questions to ask, but I want you to ask a series of questions. And with each question, I want you to answer yes or no. And remember, when you ask yourself a question, the first thought that comes across your mind, either the yes or the no, you write that down. You want to trust your intuition on this, trust your gut. So here's the questions. Are they close to you now? Have they ever been close? Can I trust them to have my back, no questions asked? Would I want them with me in times of distress? Have they ever wronged me? When they are around, do they generate drama? Do they gossip and spread lies? Do they deserve my respect? And remember, respect is earned, it's not gifted. Do I trust their advice? Do they bring positive energy to my life? Again, these are just a few questions, and if you have others that you want to evaluate these people with, feel free. And again, one last time, it's important to go with your first thought, which is your gut reaction. Now, if going through this process, you get stuck on somebody and you start to justify why, they've wronged me, I can't trust them, but man, it's my brother, or wow, that's my uncle, or it's my mom or dad. And you really start to feel guilty about even admitting that they shouldn't be in your family circle. What I want you to do is I want you to go back to the main course and use the stage conversation. And I want you to set it up, and I want you to go through the stage conversation with that individual in mind and let them know why you feel that way and why they are being placed where they're being placed. And you may end it with, this is not forever, this is for now. Another really great exercise for this is writing a letter, and simply write the person a letter telling them why you've chosen to move them from the family to the friends category or even to the acquaintances category, and make sure that you get it all out. The letter is not meant to be sent. The letter is meant to be written, and it's for you. When you're finished with the letter, you can burn it, you can throw it away, or you can keep it, but make sure you don't send it. Also, keep in mind that the family group is the smallest. I mean, I've done sessions with people that have big families and they have large social circles, but when they really start breaking it down, they have one person that they would actually, considering all those, that criteria, they have one person, or maybe two, that they would put into the family. And that's okay. I mean, that's life. Here's the thing. The older that we get, the fewer people that we can really trust, and the fewer people who are going to be in that family circle. You know, all too often, we keep people close to us for all the wrong reasons. This process really does not change your perception of these people. It just helps you to prioritize who you want in your life and who are the go-to people. And when things get down, or when you want to go have some fun, or when you need advice, these are the people that you go to. This is the new family as an adult. Next, I want you to go through your friends list. And I want you to use the same level of detail as the family list, because the friends list is really important. Now here, this is where we all too often keep way too many people in this group. I mean, so many people go through this and then they realize, wow, you know, of the 13 friends that I had, I've got three here or two here. Now, that can change. But remember, you're creating a list of people to help you through this period now. So use the same level of detail with your friends list as you did your family. And again, if you feel guilty, if you feel sad, if you feel whatever it is that you feel that gets in your way of putting that person where they need to be, and in this case, instead of being in a friends category, they're going to be in the acquaintance category, use the stage conversation once again and go through it quickly, but just have your say with them, let them know, and let it go. Here's the thing with the stage conversation when it relates to this. What it does is it assuages your feeling of guilt, because you recognize very quickly you're really not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything on purpose to hurt the person. What you're doing is you're cleaning up your life, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And if that person doesn't belong in a certain category, you simply let them know. You can let them know why, and then let it go. And finally, you're going to put together the acquaintance list. Now, the acquaintance list is the easiest to evaluate. Once in a while, you'll have an acquaintance that is quickly becoming a friend, and you may throw them in to the friend category, you may not, but for the most part, the acquaintance category is just a way for you to go through, you know, kind of take a look at when I'm ready to expand my social circle. You know, some of these people are the people that I'd really like to get in contact with, and you know, you can highlight those people, for instance, because remember, this is going into your notebook. So you can highlight those people, and then when things start to settle down, you may have a party, you may have some social functions that you'd like to start attending, you start to call these people. So once you've finished, here's a couple of things that I've heard from clients. Number one, I feel way more in control of my life now. I feel calmer and less stressed around people in general than I have in a long time. One of the things I also let people know is this: holidays are going to be far less stressful. Think about it. If someone's there that you don't particularly like, and they engage with you, okay, and they say some stupid things, or you know, they're poking like they normally do, or acting like a jerk, you're going to be able to keep what they say in perspective, rise above any drama that's around them, and you're going to be able to do so with composure and a clear conscience when you walk away. You know, the same goes for the social circles. I mean, just think how nice it would be when you're out with a bunch of friends or you're at a party, and you're in the presence of mixed company, and you got the drama king and the drama queen going at it, and they're proliferating tension all over the place, and it's all about me, 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 or you've got the narcissist. And you just stand there, and you just roll your eyes, and you casually walk away, or you know, you look around, and you're not really involved in the conversations. Look, your friends will notice, and some may even be envious. But you get to walk away feeling self-assured and unaffected by all of it. So let's get started. Get your pen and paper out and go.